Yes, he is the number one rugby league writer for the Daily Telegraph and the Sunday Telegraph, Dean Bulldog Ritchie. Hello, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray.
Morning,
all right,
Dean.
A lot of people having their say on the Dylan Napa tackle. What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, Jimmy. I've watched it over and over this morning. There's no doubt, I don't think it was a deliberate act. The difficulty is going to be with the match review committee because Dylan Napa committed a similar act on Corbin Sims earlier in the season, broke his jaw 3 weeks. So, and he was let off then, although at the time, Todd Greenberg came out publicly and disapproved of the decision.
Dangerous.
So this will now test Greenberg's mettle, I guess. Will he get involved and try and convince the match review committee to charge Napa, or will he leave them to be independent as they say they should be?
It's interesting, isn't it, Dean? Because even Jimmy said, "What if they are going to charge him, what do they charge him with?"
It would be contact to the head. There's no doubt he got him in the head, but there was no swinging arm. But look, it's not a good look. We don't like seeing these things. Blokes on the ground severely concussed. But look, is leading with the head illegal? I mean, I'm not sure there's actually a rule in there. I mean, would it go under contrary conduct? It's a difficult one because if you did that, then you'd have to prove that Dylan Napa
was
went
intent.
Out
yeah.
Yeah, deliberately.
There's no intent.
No doubt that he did.
Yeah. So there's careless high tackle is an option, if you believe that. Dangerous contact is another option. Or as you say, contrary conduct. So what they actually charge him with will be as fascinating as if he actually gets charged.
I mean, Dylan Napa has done this before. Only Dylan Napa knows whether he wants to do it deliberately. I don't think Dylan Napa will do it deliberately. I think it's just an act of an aggressive player who goes out there with every intention to, to tackle hard and be aggressive, but I don't think he wants to go out there and maim an opposition player. Having said that, it isn't a good look. It's on the front page of the Sunday Telly lift out today. Andrew McCulloch lying there with his eyes glazed over in a severely distressed state. So it'll be a very, very interesting 24 hours to see what the match review committee do here, because I have a feeling that Greenberg will get involved. And if he does get involved, I think you'll find that Napa might get charged.
The other option is don't put it on the front page of the sports lift out of the Sunday paper.
Well, you're right, Jimmy, but it's a talking point. It was the first question you guys asked me. So obviously it is an issue out there that people want to discuss, whether they think it's right or wrong.
Another issue, Dino, is what's happening with the Premiership contenders. The Roosters stumbled last night. The Broncos were good. Darius Boyd, I said to Jimmy, turn back the clock, 22-8. But that comes on the back of the Rabbitohs getting beaten in an upset against the Raiders. What's happening?
Yeah, Ray, this morning I thought, it's going to be the first time in many years that maybe, just maybe, a swooper comes from the back of the field to win the title.
Jimmy says you can't win from bottom half.
Look, I agree. And history will say that you can't, but could this be the year? I mean, none of those top four sides have got any momentum at the moment. They're all struggling. It only takes 80 minutes to find your mojo. I get that, and then you can start to have a surge in. But certainly no one, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, when traditionally teams start their move, has done that. The Roosters, the Bunnies have struggled. And look, I wasn't prepared to write the Broncos off 2 weeks ago, and I'm glad I didn't. And do I dare suggest the Warriors or, the Sharks, a knock them down, drag them out semi-final team that, could maybe get in there and cause some mischief. So it's going to be a fascinating few weeks because at the moment, the big guns are really on their backside.
Getting ugly at Manly.
Yeah, it certainly is. I was waiting for Trent Barrett to return serve after the interview with Scott Penn during the week. Look, the sooner it's over for Manly, the better this year. Certainly, Barrett's list of grievances in the paper this morning was a bad look for Manly, having to bring in his own desk, his own barbecue furniture for the players to sit down on. It's not good. It's not good. But look, it's a he said, she said. Barrett says one thing. Scott Penn says another. It's messy. I still believe it'll end up in court. I hope it doesn't. But that's my gut feeling, guys, moving forward. I think this will end up in court.
Do you know where it all went wrong?
It went wrong, Ray, about 5 or 6 weeks ago when Trent Barrett fronted the Penn family again, asking for more assistance and was promised a few things but didn't get them. I don't know exactly what went on inside those meetings, Ray, quite obviously, but I think it was building inside Trent Barrett and building He's certainly a coach under pressure. There's no doubt about that. Apart from what's happening off the field, the results on the field aren't great either. So it's just been a mess from start to finish with salary cap, Gladstone, poor form. It's been the season from hell.
Yeah.
Any other news around Dino?
Yeah, Jimmy, this interesting situation with Tyrone Peachey. There is some speculation now he might renege on his deal up at the Titans, 1.5 over 3 years. But I am told that the Titans will play hardball on this. If he tries to get out of it, it could end up in court as well. They went softer on Cherry Evans and allowed him to walk away. It won't be the case with Tyrone Peachey. They'll go hammer and tongs to make sure that he honours that contract. And just quickly on Cameron Munster, the Storm have opened up negotiations with him. It won't be for 1 or 2 years, though, Jimmy and Ray. It'll be a good 4 or 5 year deal if they can pinch him. 8 clubs now in there: Para, Roosters, Titans, and Cowboys among those clubs. It'll be $1 million a season battle to get Munster.
Changes for the game: Sharks v Knights.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. Kyle Flanagan in for Cronulla to make his debut. Matt Moreland goes out over there at Newcastle Knights. A big blow there. Kalen Ponga out with an ankle. Connor Watson in for 5'8". Just finally, Dragons, Bulldogs. That's the game at Cogra at 4 o'clock. No changes to either side there. Leeson Armel, he will start for the Dragons, and Tyson Brazil will push back from prop to the second row.
Thanks, Dino. Enjoy your Sunday.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.